USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is still not ready to say that he believes reports out of Turkey that a Saudi hit squad killed a Washington Post columnist in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. President Trump saying he has his own theory about what may have happened to Jamal Khashoggi.
It sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
The president was speaking there to reporters about it as he was getting ready to leave the White House for Florida, where he's now starting to tour devastation caused by Hurricane Michael. The First Lady is with him, and they'll also tour damaged sections in Georgia. The Commerce Department says retail sales grew by just 0.1% last month. Analysts expected a 0.6% rise. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Sears is filing bankruptcy in an effort to survive. The 124-year-old company that once dominated retail in America filing for Chapter 11 protection. President Trump is saying this morning he's disappointed at the news.
Sears has been dying for many years. It's been obviously improperly run for many years, and it's a shame.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordering the state police and the FBI to investigate Friday night's Upper East Side brawl between the right-wing group Proud Boys and left-wing protesters. Video showing Proud Boy members beating protesters after the Proud Boys founder spoke at the Metropolitan Club. Three protesters were arrested. Enraging witnesses and some officials, the New York Police Department says it's searching for more persons of interest in connection with the incident. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
An Idaho Fish and Game Commissioner getting calls to resign after bragging of killing over a dozen animals on a hunting trip to Africa last month. In an email to more than 100 people, Blake Fisher included photos of himself with dead animals like a giraffe, a leopard, and four baboons. Fisher wrote that his wife, quote, wanted to watch me and get a feel for Africa, so I shot a whole family of baboons, adding, I think she got the idea quick. The Idaho Governor Butch Otter's spokesman says the governor is concerned and his office is actively looking into that matter. The number of women having babies by cesarean section has nearly doubled in less than 20 years, according to researchers who say the procedure now accounts for about 21% of all deliveries worldwide. They say that's significantly higher than the 10 to 15% considered medically necessary. They say they're clearly overused in North America, Western Europe, Latin America, and the Caribbean. What's hot at the nation's theaters? Well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Venom, a character from Spider-Man, topped the box office for a second weekend. It beat out three new movies, including First Man, which landed third with $16 million, also Bad Times at the El Royale, and a Goosebumps sequel. Coming in second, the remake of A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, hauling in $28 million over the weekend.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.